Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, hey, fever sufferers, listen up, because we're heading into one of the worst weekends of the year for the pollen count. That's the warning from the Asthma Society, whose respiratory nurse specialist Ruth Morrow joins us now. You're welcome to the programme, Ruth. What is it that's so bad at this time of year?
Good evening, Sarah, and thank you for having us on. This time of year, as you know, it's lovely and sunny weather at the moment, and there's lots of grass being cut and pollen is flying around the place, and it's quite windy as well, which makes it even more difficult because the pollen obviously has been moved around quite rapidly.
And it can
cause major problems.
Sorry to interrupt you. I think most of us are sort of familiar with, you know, the typical symptoms of hay fever, sneezing, you know, maybe a bit of a runny nose. There are lots of undiagnosed cases of hay fever all the same. So what should people be watching out for?
Yeah, the sneezing and the itchy, blocked, runny nose are the most common things. Then we have people often can get red, itchy and watery eyes. An itchy throat can be a problem. An itchy inner ear or mouth is another sign of it. Post-nasal drip, where you have this drip of fluid or liquid down the back of the throat. And then some people actually lose a sense of taste and smell as well. And headaches can be a problem with it also because of the blocked sinus area. And as a result, then you can get reduced concentration levels and just a general feeling of feeling unwell. Very problematic if you're an exam student at this time of year, you know, if they're suffering like this. But yes, a lot of people are undiagnosed. Now, not everybody has to have all of these symptoms. You can have a mixture of them. So it's, you know, it's worth talking to a healthcare professional about that, about your symptoms and getting a diagnosis and getting onto the appropriate treatment.
Now, you've published lots of really handy tips for people in advance of this weekend, and I suppose throughout the summer as well, when the pollen count is high. Can you talk us through some of them?
Yeah, so the first thing will be to keep your windows closed, particularly at night time and when the pollen count is high. So it is okay to open your windows early in the morning, let the air circulate through your house, but close them, I'd say, around 12 o'clock, but certainly not, don't have them open kind of later on in the afternoon. Monitor the pollen level as well, which you can do that. We have an app on our Asthma Society, the asthma.ie website, which will tell you what the pollen levels are like in the four provinces, which can be very helpful. And also to kind of minimise the time that you actually spend outside when the pollen count is high. And then when you do come in, if you've been out there for a long period of time, make sure you have a shower just to wash off anything and wash the hair and wash out any pollen that might have got trapped there. When you are going out, then wear a pair of wraparound sunglasses, which can help, and that will stop the pollen getting into the eyes. And also put some Vaseline around the nostrils, and that will trap it and stop it going up into the sinus area. If you're drying your clothes outside, again, give them a good shake before you bring them in, and certainly don't put bed sheets straight onto the bed directly when you do bring them in, because it will actually, you'll end up getting into bed and inhaling that pollen then, and then you're awake then at night sneezing and coughing and all that. So exercise as well. Important to exercise in the morning time before the pollen levels actually really do rise up, and that does help. And try avoid, you know, exercising in areas where there's been freshly cut grass. That is difficult, I understand, but, you know, try and avoid it if you can. Things like pets, when they're outside, your pet is another typical, like all our pets are outside now and we're going out for walks and they love being outside and running around in the grass, but they're going to be covered in pollen when they come in as well. So maybe just cut back maybe on the hugging and the cuddling of the pet.
These are actually, you know, I mean, it's really helpful, but it's actually, a lot of it is very counterintuitive. Not for avoiding pollen, but just what people would tend to do. You know, if the weather is good, you have your clothes outside in the line, you're delighted with yourself that you can dry your clothes outside. You have the windows thrown open to sort of freshen up the house, you know, and you're definitely cuddling the pets. So it's really good to know, you know, what not to do on all of that. Can I just ask you finally then, if you know that you do suffer from hay fever or allergies generally around this, should you take advance action with say an antihistamine in the morning, even if you don't have symptoms, to sort of stave it off, or do you wait until you get symptoms?
No, I think if you know you're going to get symptoms, definitely I would be proactive and take something. And you can get a lot of antihistamines over the counter in your local pharmacy. And if they are not working, talk to your GP about other ones, because there are plenty of other medications available on prescription as well. If you have asthma, you know, uncontrolled hay fever can affect your asthma. So really important that you have an asthma action plan in place and make sure you take your controller medication as prescribed by your GP. Also, some people do actually have to increase their controller medication at this time of year to deal with those symptoms, because, as I said, the asthma, if the hay fever is uncontrolled, it will affect your asthma. Okay. So the two conditions go side by side, they're hand in hand.
Okay. Well, some really good and practical advice for everybody there. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Ruth Morrow, respiratory nurse specialist with the Asthma Society.